Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today, our reflection is from the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled, Keep in Step with God.
So our reading this morning is taken from the Book of Numbers, starting at chapter 9, verse 15.
On the day the tabernacle was set up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, the tent of the covenant. And from evening until morning, it was over the tabernacle, having the appearance of fire. It was also so. The cloud covered it by day and the appearance of fire by night. Whenever the cloud lifted over the tent, then the Israelites would set out. And in the place where the cloud settled down, there the Israelites would camp. At the command of the Lord, the Israelites would set out, and at the command of the Lord, they would camp. As long as the cloud rested over the tabernacle, they would remain in camp. Even when the cloud continued over the tabernacle for many days, the Israelites would keep the charge of the Lord and would not set out. Sometimes the cloud would remain for a few days over the tabernacle, and according to the command of the Lord, they would remain in camp. Then according to the command of the Lord, they would set out. Sometimes the cloud would remain from evening until morning, and then the cloud lifted in the morning, and they would set out. Or if it continued for a day and a night, when the cloud lifted, they would set out. Whether it was 2 days or a month or a longer time that the cloud continued over the tabernacle, resting upon it, the Israelites would remain in the camp and would not set out. But when it lifted, they would set out. At the command of the Lord, they would camp, and at the command of the Lord, they would set out. They kept the charge of the Lord at the command of the Lord by Moses. So they set out from the mount of the Lord on 3 days' journey, with the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord going before them for 3 days' journey, to seek out a resting place for them, the cloud of the Lord being over them by day, when they set out from the camp. Whenever the ark set out, Moses would say, Arise, O Lord, let your enemies be scattered and your foes flee before you. And whenever it came to rest, he would say, Return, O Lord, of the 10,000s of Israel. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Our New Testament reading is taken from the Gospel of Luke, Chapter 4, starting at verse 38.
Jesus heals many. Jesus left the synagogue and went to the home of Simon. Now Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from high fever, and they asked Jesus to help her. So he bent over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up at once and began to wait on them. At sunset, the people brought to Jesus all who had various kinds of illness, and laying his hands on each one, he healed them. Moreover, demons came out of many people, shouting, You are the Son of God. But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew he was the Messiah. At daybreak, Jesus went out to a solitary place. The people were looking for him, and when they came to where he was, they tried to keep him from leaving them. But he said, I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to other towns also, because that is why I was sent. And he kept on preaching in the synagogues of Judea. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you very much, both Lynn and Leslie. And if you want to jump in with a thought or something that has encouraged you this morning, or something you want to share, do so. For me, it was this idea of being in step with. The Israelites could physically see the presence of God, in that sense of that they could see this cloud settling down or moving, and they had to follow up and make a decision. And the decision was to, well, if the Lord had decided to just stay a day, they would only stay a day. If it was for a week, they would stay a week. If it was for a month, they would stay a month. And on reflecting, I think we forget, if it's a kind of a little tent, we go on holiday with the six of us, and moving six to a different place or saying, oh, let's go to this trip, it's quite already challenging with kind of children saying, oh no, we want to stay. And so I can just barely imagine a whole nation who have just traveled for one day and they have to settle and get into a nice sleep. And the next day, the cloud's moving and Moses and the leader says, well, it's time to go. And I just can't imagine, if you kind of tired, says, well, can we not stay another day? Or, and yet they had to be in step with God. And I wonder whether that was a way to teach them trust and obedience. There is no indication of why would God choose to stay just one day or a week or a month. They just had to trust that there was a very good reason, and they had to move on. And I also like what Moses would say each time they would be on the start to a new destination. He would call on to God to be with them as they're obeying his command of following him, that he would be the one protecting them as a nation moving through a land where there could be other tribes and people who might want to attack them. So he prays for protection. And then when it comes to rest, he prays that God's presence would remain with them. In the New Testament, we have a different kind of presence going around. This time is Jesus, who we could say is God's tabernacle, God's with us, who's moving around. And instead of hovering over, or he goes in into houses, into the lives of people, God's words enters in, and God's presence enters in, and God's action enters in to the life of the people. So it starts with a house, with someone who's sick, and Jesus, maybe in a sense, there's a little word, stood over. It might refer to the presence of God in the tabernacle, who kind of hovered over. Jesus stood over and rebuked the fever, and it left. A sign, I think, of God's presence and God's action in life is that it transformed that person. It was a real cure, a real healing, and the person was up straight away and began to serve. But that wasn't just there. He was also there for the people of that town. And so people start coming, and he was laying his hand on each of them to cure them. Now you would think, well, this is great, great, great ministry, very fruitful, very successful. And yet at daybreak, he departed, went into the desert place. And then when the crowd comes, he tells them, I need to move on, because this is my purpose, to go and proclaim the good news of the kingdom. So Jesus was able to understand and discern the patterns and the ways of God, and when it was time to move and to move on. Make me think, do we continue to pray in all our ministries at St. James? Do we discern the patterns of when it's timed to remain with a ministry and to grow it? Or is it timed to lay down? Are our hands clench into things of the past? Or are our hands opened to new things? I think it's a question we need to ask ourselves individually, and it's a question we need to ask our church as a church. And if we don't, I think, well, we will become more and more out of steps. out of steps with God's plan and God's blessings. So what is God telling us this morning? What is God, if you're listening and you're part of another church, telling you this morning? What is the season? And it's not always what's successful that needs to stay. Jesus was successful in that city, yet he had to move on because he understood his purpose. So that's also, what is our purpose? Do we have a sense of direction, a sense of place? Are we in place? Or do we have a growing sense of being out of place? So as we pray today for the ministry of women in particular, for mothers, for leaders, for church leaders and politicians, for those we know who are in places of management, let's pray that God will fill them with wisdom as they lead people into a right place. So that's a little bit of me. If someone wants to share something else that was an encouragement in the reading, or something that has encouraged you over the weekend, please do so. And then we will move a time of prayer.
It made me think, actually, when the cloud left and the people had to follow, made me think on the days that I say, Lord, would you guide today? Will you just take hold of it and guide me? And, you know, I've always been blessed by it. And somehow the Lord just sort of arranges things. I may pop in and see somebody and it just seems to be the right time and little things like that. And yet afterwards you think, well, Lord, you did ordain that, even though I didn't know that you were doing it. So that's been a blessing to me, really, and a reminder that I ought to ask the Lord every day to guide me.
Thank you.
Did Jesus do any healing after he was crucified?
Well, after he was crucified, he died, and in his resurrection, we don't see healing, but I think there is a miraculous catch again when he's by the shore, and that's how they recognize Jesus. So there is definitely a miracle. But through the Holy Spirit that Jesus sends, the ministry of bringing healing and wholeness continues. And so today, through the Holy Spirit, there is still the same kind of ministry that Jesus did. Mm. Yeah. Lynn, you wanted to say something?
Well, yeah, very briefly. The thought that jumped out to me was the word obey. And then my mind then went off to the song, Trust and Obey, There Is No Other Way. I'm sure everybody can, well, those of a certain age can remember that one. And that's it. And I so endorse what Marilyn was saying of dedicating the day that he's given us back to him. And then we don't know what's going to happen, but somehow... he takes us where we need to be.
I think there's that reassurance, isn't it, it gives you that calmness.
You're not on your own ever. Very blessed, that's for sure.
Blessed assurance,
that's it. There's so many. Sometimes we just need to remind ourselves, don't we? And not try to do it in our own strength, but just give it over.
I notice that when I try and do things in my own strength, which we all do time to time, then when I get grounded and go back to the Lord and start reading, the difference happens immediately, and I think, oh, you idiot, why have you just spent 2 days trying to do what you wanted to do?
Thank you. Well, with those thoughts, let's pray. Let's pray that let's give our day to God, and let's trust him that he will guide our thoughts and our steps. Heavenly Father, thank you for today. This is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it as we offer ourselves to trust and obey, to be guided by you today. As we trust into you, the meetings we will have, the people we will meet, the worries we have, we lay them to you, to the cross. You are the God who showed mercy and love and compassion by healing that person with a fever, by freeing those who were stuck with an evil spirit, by bringing life where there was death and sadness. Lord, through your Holy Spirit, work your ministry of healing and wholeness in our own lives and in the lives of those we are naming before you now.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.